Automation can be a politically dirty word in the U.S. It often means that some human has lost his or her job to a machine. But in China, automation is a politician's mantra. Backed by hundreds of billions of dollars in government support, China is installing more robots than any other country on the planet. Asma Khalid of member station WBUR has the story from China.
To see what China's automation revolution looks like, I met up with Jerry Wong at his factory in Shanghai. Wong got his bachelor's, his master's, and his PhD from MIT. But in 2000, he decided to come home to start a telecom equipment company called Cambridge Industries Group.
China is facing a lot of pressures, labor costs, energy costs, and then that's why we put an emphasis on the automation rather than pure rely on the low-cost labor.
Wong says back in the 80s and 90s, when China's economy first opened up to the world, labor used to be cheap. But now wages are rising. He pays his factory workers about $1,000 a month.
It's getting difficult competing with lower-cost factories in like Southeast Asia. So this is a big pressure on all the factories in Shanghai, right? So they have to move to the high end of the manufacturing or they're going to have to automate.
And so Wong is on a mission to automate. He says he's already cut his workforce by half. He eventually wants a factory where essentially the humans are just the technicians. And so a couple of years ago, Wong took some of the leaders from his R&D team and gave them a new job, figure out how to automate the factory lines.
He's our chief automation officer.
Hello. Very nice to meet you.
We put on slippers and a robe and step through a door to get decontaminated before we enter the clean room factory. Wong's colleague, Rose Hu, says when the company first started making routers and telecom equipment, everything was done by hand.
Yeah, we used to have two rows of people sitting there in search. Last year we started to do this.
She points out another assembly line, one that used to take over 60 workers, that now requires about a dozen. As I'm taking photos around the factory floor, I nearly stumble over a little warehouse robot delivering supplies.
Oh, he stopped for me. So he can sense when there's a human. And then he starts again.
Wong's obsession with robots isn't really that unique in his homeland. Last year, Chinese companies bought 87,000 robots. Now, that number might not seem like a lot, but it's about a third of all the robots sold around the globe. Part of China's appetite is directly tied to the government's agenda. China offers incentives to companies to automate. Wong says government subsidies will cover about 20% of his automation costs. But more than the money, it's the political push.
You know, our company is not a big company. But surprisingly, we got a big support. The deputy mayor visited here and gave a really strong encouragement for using more automation technologies.
And all around China, you'll hear stories similar to Wong. Companies craving automation and a government hungry to help. At the World Robot Conference in Beijing, you get a taste of this ecosystem. The convention is this huge shindig with academics, robot companies, and just curious Chinese citizens. And one of the most popular exhibits is a dancing robot troupe. Little white humanoid robots with blue eyes swivel their arms and bend their knees better than a coordinated dance team. These robots are made by UBTech. The general manager, Jeff Lee, says the startup has gotten money from private investors, but it also has one key stakeholder.
The government will also have some investment. The city government has big support to us.
Off a dusty alley, we go up a couple flights of stairs to the UBTech factory. Ye Junwei is the production manager for all the robot joints on the assembly line. Think elbows and knees. He says this factory has two automation lines, one for assembly, the other for testing. He tells us with pride, the goal is to have robots making robots. Junwei says human labor is getting more expensive, Plus, it's not as consistent as a machine. His colleague, Qianqin Guo, chimes in. She says back in March of last year, this facility had 400 factory workers. Now it's down to about 150. Guo says her company recently started construction on a new factory in Yunnan, near the Myanmar border, because of a government grant. She says the Chinese government gave UBTech the land, the factory, and even the office furniture, all for free. For Here and Now, I'm Asma Khalid.
And Asma's story was made possible by the Bringing Home the World International Reporting Fellowship Program for Minority Journalists at the International Center for Journalists. Tomorrow, we'll hear how some U.S. robotics companies are stepping up to fill China's labor shortage. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Merry Christmas from all of us at Here and Now.